Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, July 12th, my birthday, I might add. I'm Carol Gold, and this is Think for Yourself. I want to talk a bit about truth, because as an attorney, one of the things I first learned in law school is, and I've mentioned this on prior podcasts, if three people witness an accident, let's say an auto accident, you're going to get three different versions of what they saw. Because depending on where they're standing, depending on what their own issues and biases are, when they come to that moment, they will perceive things differently. And it is through the analysis of all three perspectives that you begin to get a picture and eventually get to the facts of what occurred. So when it comes to truth, when it comes to finding out what is true and real in any situation, there's always going to be your perspective, my perspective, and then somewhere between the two and somewhere within the perspectives of each of us, there will be a semblance of what hopefully is ultimately the highest truth we can know about where our differences come from, the highest truth that exists between us. Let me start with a quote from Aldous Huxley. If you don't know who Huxley was, he was an English writer and philosopher. Huxley said, "Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored." And I quote that because I have been watching season, I think it's 17 of Grey's Anatomy. I've mentioned this also on prior podcasts. And I was eager to see that season because it was delayed in landing on Netflix due to COVID. And because it's a medical show, and rightfully so, the entire season is based on COVID. Now, initially, it was very hard to watch, and I would say through the entire season as I watched it, I watched all the episodes, it was very difficult to watch because it was sort of like when the Twin Towers came down on September 11, 2001. For at least a year, if not more after that, news programs and talk shows were forever showing those few minutes of footage when the first and second towers came down. And you relived it every time, over and over. The same thing was true of watching a season of Grey's Anatomy with everyone in full-blown PPE at the height of the pandemic. And so it was like living through that aspect of it again. Not that we're out of the woods completely now, but we're certainly not where we were in, say, March or April of 2020. The problem with Shonda Grimes, who is the creator of Grey's Anatomy, is that I don't believe she wrote plot development as she had in prior seasons. It's pretty apparent that she came to season 17 with certain preconceived notions, political notions, about topics related to COVID, to systemic racism, related to corruption in government, related to white versus black. And she brought those opinions when she sat down to write the season. And so she created plot development that fit the narrative of the political perspective that she has. Shonda Grimes is black. And so it was increasingly infuriating, actually, to watch the episodes develop because there was a political statement in every single episode. And in some episodes, there was more than one political statement. That is not to say that there isn't a basis for truth in some of what her perspective is. She is black. She has a right to her perspective. She has truth in her perspective because from her perspective, she has experienced certain things or people that she knows who are also black have experienced certain things. But again, these individual experiences do not add up to systemic racism. But that was the message that was promoted throughout season 17, both in the community at large and particularly in the medical community. I have no problem with a show talking about and promoting the fact that proportionally Black people were dying in greater numbers than white people or Hispanic people during COVID. But that's only one side of the story. My problem is in only telling one side of the story. What season 17 did was to imply that the greatest thing you could do is get the vaccine. But the facts, as Huxley said, are that data, which comes from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS, which is, by the way, managed by the CDC and the FDA, and VAERS has taken a lot of criticism over the years, criticism that it undercounts vaccine injuries. And in fact, in 2010, the Department of Health and Human Services concluded that, quote, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported by VAERS. Fewer than 1%. Why is that important in what I'm talking about in relationship to the message that was promoted about the vaccine during the Grey's Anatomy season 17? Well, the reason is that what has been reported through April 30th of 2021, so for a one-year period, 3,722 deaths from the vaccine. From the vaccine, almost 4,000 people died in 1 year from the vaccine. Now, if fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries is reported by VAERS, what is the real number of people who have died from the vaccine? This isn't a show about pro or con vaccine. This is a podcast about the truth. And you can't get there from only one side. You have to hear both sides, because then somewhere in between, we can hopefully get to that higher truth that is not, or at least is less colored by one's perspective and one's biases. Just to compare, in 2019, 203 people died from the flu vaccine. The year before, in 2018, it was 119. The year before that, it was 85. Died from the flu shot. You're talking about a couple hundred people from a flu vaccine that's given to millions versus 4,000 reported deaths, which may be 1% of the total, of people who have died from the COVID vaccine, which is admittedly an experimental vaccine. So I'm not here to say you should take it or you shouldn't take it. I'm here to say that when I sit down to watch a show that is supposed to be for entertainment purposes, and I'm hit suddenly with 17 episodes of political narrative from one perspective, I'm a bit put off and I'm a bit angered, because I didn't come to a political debate and I didn't come to a seminar. I turned on Netflix for entertainment, and that's not what I got. What I got was propaganda, an attempt to indoctrinate me into a certain kind of thinking, because if that's all I watch, if I only watch shows or listen to newscasts that promote the narrative that fits the one I already believe in, number one, I reinforce my own belief system without questioning it. And number two, I never get the chance to understand where there might be truth that exists outside of my own narrative. And it always exists outside of one's own narrative, because we have a limited ability to see every angle ourselves, or to see from every angle for ourselves. The other way that I am put off, again, quoting Huxley, facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored, is this now political push for socialism. Socialism is now the latest and greatest thing that anybody can be aligned with. It is the rage in the United States among a certain percentage of the population, maybe even 50% or more of the population. Our politicians are now even proud to call themselves socialists. The majority of college students that are surveyed think it's the best possible system and that capitalism is a dirty word. 80% of philosophy majors favor socialism. Now, I understand that. I understand it because it's philosophically applied. But when you actually apply socialism and where it has been applied in the past, it fails every time and every place it's ever been tried. In a 1995 essay by Mark Puri, who's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, Bear with me a minute. I want to read you what he said in 1995. Quote, "Socialism is the big lie of the 20th century. While it promised prosperity, equality, and security, it delivered poverty, misery, and tyranny. Equality was achieved only in the sense that everyone was equal in his or her misery. In the same way that a Ponzi scheme or chain letter initially succeeds but eventually collapses, socialism may show early signs of success, but any accomplishments quickly fade as the fundamental deficiencies of central planning emerge. The temptress of socialism is constantly luring us with the offer, quote, give up a little of your freedom and I will give you a little more security, end quote. As the experience of this century, meaning the 20th century, has demonstrated, the bargain is tempting, but it never pays off. We end up losing both our freedom and our security. Socialism will remain a constant temptation. We must be vigilant in our fight against socialism, not only around the globe, but also here in the United States." End quote. May I say that the Nazi Party was formally named the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the National Socialist Party, because that's where socialism always winds up, with the few oppressing the many. Let me say this also about Grey's Anatomy. It was pushing equity. Equity is part of this new socialism, social justice, critical race theory language. Equity is not what the United States was founded on. It was founded on equality. Equity means everyone winds up the same. Equality means everyone has the same opportunity. I don't believe everyone should wind up the same. I believe everyone should, in fact, have the same opportunity to achieve the most they are capable of achieving in their lives. Where they end up depends on what they do, how much energy they put into it, and how badly they want to get where it is they're trying to go. You know, Jesus said, "The poor will always be among you." What does that mean? It means that there will always be people who are in some regard not doing as well as you or I. And those are our opportunities to express our own form of charity, compassion for others. We are not all meant to be exactly the same. In the end, we are meant to strive and have the same opportunities to achieve our highest goals. In that sense, yes, America has not been perfect, but it's been better than any system that has existed thus far. And it isn't really America. The system is capitalism, the free market enterprise, and a constitutional republic. Those things put together. Human nature perverts everything at some point. And so we have crony capitalism. But it is still, in its flawed state, a better system than any alternative that's ever been created. And the closer we live to the Constitution as it was written, the closer we understand the principles behind it and what caused it to be drafted in the way that it was, the more likely we are to elevate even the highest version of freedom that has ever existed on the planet. I want to close with this. The comedian George Carlin said, "The reason I talk to myself is because I'm the only one whose answers I accept." He says it as a joke, but that's where we are now as a nation. We are all and each preaching to the choir. What does that mean? We all talk only with those people and listen only to those outlets that agree with us. And that brings me back to where I started. The truth can only be gotten at through the free exchange of ideas that differ, because every one of us will bring a perspective. And it is in the melding, or what the United States used to be, the melting pot of all of those together, from which can emerge something greater than its parts. I leave you to think about this week what Mahatma Gandhi said. because it's easy to become disheartened. We are living at a time when a lot of people have misplaced their hope. We are living at a time when there's a tremendous amount of conflict. And many people feel that some form of darkness has encroached upon us and is prevailing at the moment. But Gandhi said this, "When I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time, they can seem invincible. But in the end, they always fail. Think of it always." Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm Carol Gold, and I'll be back here again on Wednesday. And in the meantime, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.